How Irish was invented. Incipit primer of the poets. That is, ere I kept. Beginning of lessons. For every beginning is ere. To what is this a beginning? Not hard. To the selection that was selected in Gaelic, since this is the beginning, which was invented by Phineas after the coming of the school with the languages from abroad. Every obscure sound that existed in every speech and in every language was put into Gaelic, so that, for this reason, it is more comprehensive than any language. Ere, then, is every beginning, for this was the beginning with the poets, that every obscure sound should come in the beginning, to wit, the Behaluis of the Oum on account of obscurity. Query. What is the reason why select language should be said of Gaelic? Not hard. Because it was selected from every language, and for every obscure sound of every language a place was found in Gaelic, owing to its comprehensiveness beyond every speech. Query. Then did not Gaelic exist before it was selected? It did indeed. For the 72 languages are not found otherwise. Query. In what land was Gedel born? Not hard. In Egypt. And what particular place? Not hard. In the plain of Uka, in the southwestern division of Egypt. Who of the school went to it thither? Not hard. Gedel, son of Ether, son of Toe, son of Barakam, a Scythian Greek. Query. How much did he bring of it? Not hard. The whole of it, except what poets added by way of obscuration after it had reached Phineas. Query. What language of the 72 was published by Phineas first? Not hard. The Irish language. For it was he whom he preferred of his school, and whom he had reared from his youth. And it is he that was the youngest of the school, and on account of its comprehensiveness beyond every speech. And it was the first language that was brought from the tower. Phineas had Hebrew, Greek, and Latin before he came from Scythia, and he had no need to establish them at the tower, wherefore on that account it was published first. Query. Was there not, among the many languages, something nobler to take precedence of Gaelic? Not hard. No, indeed, on account of its aptness, lightness, smoothness, and comprehensiveness. Wherefore is it more comprehensive than any speech? Not hard. Because it was the first speech that was brought from the tower, it was of such extent that it was more comprehensive than any speech, so that it was the one to be published at first. What are the place, time, person, and cause of Gaelic? Not hard. Its place, the Tower of Nimrod, for there it was invented at first. Its time, the time of building the tower by Adam's children. Its person, Sahab, son of Rohim Hercos, and Gedel, son of Eher, son of Toe, son of Barakam, a Scythian Greek. What is its cause? Not hard. The building of Nimrod's tower. Others say the cause was that Gedel went into the land in which he was born, so that he was the first that wrote it on tablets and stones in the particular place which is called Colchonensis. There Gedel wrote Gaelic. Wherefore is worldly speech said of Gaelic, since it is not referred to by the learned sages? Not hard. On account of what it relates of worldly questions and cases, both of laity and clergy. Wherefore is it said that he who reads Gaelic is rude before God? Not to it is referred, is reference made here at all, but to the whole of philosophy, both grammar, dialectic, and metrics. As the poet said, "Learning and philosophy are vain, reading, grammar, and gloss, diligent literature and metrics, small their avail in heaven above." Query: is Gaelic not philosophy? Not hard. No, indeed, save that which minor authors towards the end of the world make as a means for distinguishing themselves beyond the former authors. Or this is what are worldly speech and vain philosophy, viz., the heresy and the unbelief which anyone has shown against the truth, divine and human, and that is the meaning of rude before God. What are the place, time, person, and cause of writing the primer? Not one place have the four books, as the poet says. What is first is last, what is last is first. To wit, what is first according to book order was invented last. To wit, the book of Cenfaela, son of Oileil. As regards place, time, person, and cause of writing that book of Cenfaela, its place, Derry Luron. Its time, the time of Donal, son of Ed, son of Anmire. Its person, Cenfaela, son of Oileil. Cause of writing it? That his brain of oblivion was dashed out of Cenfaela's head in the Battle of Moira. Four glorious events of that battle. The rout of Conall in his lie before Donal in his truth. And Sweeney in madness. But it is owing to the quantity of poems he had made. The Scotsman bearing the Irishman along with him over sea without being noticed. Dul Dia was his name. And his brain of oblivion being dashed out of Cenfaela's head, owing to the extent of poetry, words, and reading that he amassed. Now, the authors of the Gael say, why did he say that the authors who were before him say? Since it is Cenfaela that invented this book, viz., the prologue of the primer. And the authors of the Gael, that was Phineas Farsay, and Iar of the Many Languages, son of Nema. Not hard. Owing to the nobility of the time, Cenfaela said it. That is, the present time. For he puts the present time for all times. Ut dixit, presens tempus pro omnibus temporibus ponitur. I.e., the present time is put for all times. How is that? Since he says of the one word, in which are two syllables, that they are not spoken at one time. Ut dicitur, lego, I read. Quando dicis, le futurum est go. Quando dicis go, preteritum est le. I.e., when you say the first syllable, the last syllable is future to you. And when you say the last, the first syllable is preterite to you. That is natural, as the Latinist said, tempus non dividitur sed opera nostra dividintur. It is not time that is divided there, but our actions. This, however, is not a reference to the authors who lived at the same time with himself, which Cenfaela gave when he said, the authors of the Gael say. Why has he placed A first here? Because it is the eldest among letters, and the noblest among vowels. That this is the reason for the Irish language, that is, Phineas's speech. A deed wonderful, unlawful, that is, an unusual deed, unusual for its infrequency, unlawful for its pride, an attempt on heaven in their fleshly bodies without permission of God. Which happened there, i.e., the building of Nimrod's tower. Now, that Nimrod was champion of all Adam's seed in his time. Nimrod, son of Cush, son of Ham, son of Noah. There was not then any king over the world till the time of Nin, son of Bel. But only counselors and chiefs were in existence up till that time. 72 counselors, accordingly, were in the world at the time in which the tower was made. Now, one of the 72 was Nimrod. A mighty man was he, and a man famous in hunting, to wit, for stags, and in coursing, to wit, for hares, and in trapping, to wit, wild pigs, and in snarings, to wit, for birds. So that thus multitudes of men were following him, so that he was more numerous, to wit, in armies, and so that he was thus more powerful than a counselor. So that it was he who united those 72 counselors to one council, to make the tower with the grandson of his father's brother, to wit, with the great-grandson of his grandfather's brother, to wit, with Peleg, son of Regan, son of Arphaxad, son of Shem, son of Noah. And he was one of the 72 counselors too, up to that time. And they say, therefore, that Peleg was the one counselor, and the same parent of them all. A question here is, the names of the 72 counselors by whom the tower was made. Only that, writings do not enumerate, but the names of the 17 men who were most illustrious among them, to wit, Peleg, Nimrod, Eber, Latinus, Rabiath Scott, Nabgodon, Asur, Ebath, Longbardus, Bodbus, Ritus, Germanus, Garath, Scythius, Godius, Bardanius, and Sardane. But, at any rate, after the flood, the first king according to nature was Nimrod. That was the first king according to art, the Peleg aforesaid. According to authority, however, it was Nin, son of Bel, son of Plosk, son of Pluliris, son of Agamolus, son of Phronosis, son of Gitlis, son of Tiras, son of Asur, son of Shem, son of Noah. He obtains, then, that thing. Nimrod said that it was his name that should be on that work forever. Adrodalmas, i.e., that thing also was granted him. Three things, then, on account of which the building of that tower was accomplished by Adam's children, to wit, for dread of the flood again, and that they should go to heaven in their bodies from the earth, and to render their names illustrious after them, so that on that account said the King of Heaven to the people of heaven, Venite ut videamus et confundamus linguas eorum, that is, come, that we may see and confound those men's speech. Now, great was the power of Adam's seed and their strength at that time in making the tower, that they might know thus whether the power of heaven's king was over them. He confounded them, that is, he confused them. When one of them would say to another, Fetch me a stone, it was a stick he would bring, to wit, the slabs on which the mortar was mixed, and the mallets by which it was mixed. These are the sticks and stones which they were talking about. Now, poets came from Scythia, a little time after these doings, to seek to learn the many languages at the tower, since they thought, i.e., they supposed, i.e., they expected, of a place from which were dispersed and in which had been invented the many languages by Adam's children, that they would remain there in perfection. They went therefore to the plain of Shinar unto the tower, that is, the plain of Uena, or the plain of Dorav in the northwest of the plain of Shinar, a special name of the point on which is the tower. The poets numbered 75, that is, one for each language, and the three sages, to wit, a sage for each of the three principal languages, Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. 74 languages, which is every one of these languages, that was what was dispersed there. Phineas Pharsi was the name of their chief, and he was a sage in the principal languages, even before he came from the north out of Scythia. The reason why superiority is claimed on behalf of these three languages is owing to the amount of compositions that were made out of them, and owing to the mingling wherewith they mingled with every language. Or, again, it was owing to the superscription that was written out of the three of them upon the board of the cross. Since Phineas did not get a perfection of the languages at the tower, he dispersed his school and his disciples abroad throughout the cities and territories of the earth on every side to learn the languages. And Phineas supported them with both food and clothing whilst they were so learning, to wit, 7 languages, 50 years. And Phineas stayed at the tower and dwelt till his school came unto him from every direction. And he kept instructing the many races of the world at the tower during that space of time. Hence he said in the body of the book that Phineas himself remained there at the tower, and there he dwelt. Other authors say that of the children of Yonan, son of Japheth, son of Noah, from whom the Greeks originated and from whom Phineas sprang, there were none at the building of the tower. That is natural, for Yonan had no children at all, or Japheth had not that son himself. Ut Hieronymus dixit. Query? What is Phineas' genealogy? Not hard. Pharsi, then, son of Bath, son of Magog, son of Japheth, son of Noah. Or Phineas Pharsi, son of Owen, son of White Knee, son of White Hand, son of Aher, son of Agnuman, son of Toe, son of Bonb, son of Sev, son of Mar, son of Ehect, son of Artek, son of Aboth, son of Aoi, son of Ara, son of Iara, son of Sru, son of Esru, son of Boa, son of Riapha, son of Gomer, son of Japheth, son of Noah, etc. And besides, Phineas is a Scythian, and up to him are carried Scythians and Goths according to their genealogies. And they were all the seed of Noah. The Hebrew language is the tongue that was in the world before any building of the tower, and it is it too that will be after doomsday. And some say that it was it which the people of heaven had. Now, after the disciples came to Phineas from learning, and after showing their journeys, to wit, their wanderings, and their works, to wit, their studies, then they asked the sage, to wit, Phineas, to select for them out of the many languages a language that no one else should have, but which might belong to them alone. Wherefore, on that account, for them, was invented the select language, with its superadditions, the language of the Irish, and the additional language, and the language parted among the principal letters, as he has related in the great book of Woods, and the language of the poets, whereby each one of them converses with another, and the common language, which serves for everyone from many races. Gedel, son of Aher, son of Toe, son of Barakam, a Greek, was one of the 2 sages in Phineas' company, so that from him was named Gaelic, to wit, Elg means noble, to wit, Gedel ennobled it. Gedel Glas, also, son of Agnon or Angirin, son of Phineas' father's elder brother. And he too was a sage, even he. It is he that claimed this language for Gedel, son of Aher. Wherefore, Gedelg is from Gedel, son of Aher. And Gedil from Gedel, son of Agnon or Angin. Now, The language of the Irish was invented here, and the additional language, and the language parted among the trees. And the language of the poets is the fourth, and the common language that serves everyone, the fifth. Now, Phineas Pharsae, son of Eugenius, and Iar, son of Nema, and Gedel, son of Aher, are the three sages who selected these languages, and they were invented in the city of Etenam, or Athena. Query. What are the names of the 72 races from which the many languages were learnt? Not hard. Bithynians, Scythians, Scots, Germans, Medes, Sicilians, Hyrcanians, Goths, Pontians, Morini, Lyonese, Cyprians, Gauls, Pamphylians, Lydians, Oig, Cycladians, Cretans, Corsicans, Sardinians, Sicilians, Rhaetians, Reginians, Rhodians, Romans, Mar, Massilians, Moors, Macedonians, Morcairi, Nar, Narmas, Narbonians, Noricans, Nubians, Brass, Bithynians, Britons, Boeotians, Magogians, Armenians, Amuish, Garg, Galatians, Aquitanians, Athenians, Thessalians, Ard, Alanians, Albanians, Hyrcanians, Italians, Spaniards, Goths, Getae, Grin, Saracens, Franks, Frisians, Langobards, Lacedaemonians, Elisaeans, Thracians, Trojans, Dardanians, Dalmatians, Dacians, Ethiopians, Egyptians, Brahmins, and Indians. Those, then, are the names of the 72 races whose were the 72 languages. Now, one man for each of these languages, that was the complement of the school, and three sages, and each one of them was sent to his own language, and unto their common district, unto that learning, went not every one of the same race, but every one of the same language. As, for example, K. came Bretthach, Phineas's foster son, one of the 72 disciples of the school. He was a Hebrew by extraction, and it was to Egyptians he was sent, because his parents had lived there, and there he was brought up and reared from his youth. So that hence he says in the body of the book, every one of the same speech went there, but not every one of the same race, unto his own district. Now, 7 years were the pupils on the course, and they were 3 years in displaying their studies after coming home, so that they were 10 years accordingly. Wherefore it is of this he says below, in the body of the book, at the end of 10 years after their dispersion from the tower, in every direction, this language was selected for them. Now, there were 25 persons who were the noblest of them. These are the names of them after whom are named the oum, vowels, and consonants. Here are their names. Babel, Lot, Pharaoh, Salia, Nebuchadnezzar, Herod, David, Talamon, Kay, Calliope, Muriah, Gotli, Gomers, Stru, Reuben, Ahab, Oishe, Urith, Esu, Yakim, Ecthrothius, Uimelicus, Judonius, Aphrim, Ordines. These are the names of the 25 persons, the noblest that were in Phineas' school. Others again say that that is the alphabet which was invented in Achi, and at the causeway of the great estuary, that Amergen, son of Mil, invented the Beheluis of the Oum. What letter, what character, what sound is that with which no word is ended? Dinindishal, or F. And what sharp sound is found with which no strong word is begun? Ng. The five principal vowels of the Oum, however, it was, from the five persons that were noblest of them, that they were named. A, O, U, A, and E. Others again say that 7 principal vowels are there, and that it is from the 7 persons that were noblest that they are named, and the 2 vowels that were added to those 5 vowels are E, Oi. Query. What are the definite numbers of Nimrod's tower? Not hard. 8 of them, to wit, 72 counselors, 72 pupils, 72 races of men, 72 languages, the languages in his school, 72 peoples whose were those languages and the races, 72 artificers to work at it, 72 building materials, including lime, bitumen, earth, and cement in equal layers, 72 paces in width, as he said. The number of the chosen tower of Nimrod, it was a shelter to men, 4 and 70 paces, 5 paces and 5,000. 2 and 70 counselors, they took companies on an expedition. 2 and 70 languages God gave to confound them. 2 and 70 free races of the men, it was hard. 2 and 70 pupils, Phinehas sends them to learn. 2 and 70 free peoples he subdivided, men of the earth. 2 and 70 chief artificers for the skillful working of the materials. 2 and 70 building materials in equal quantity he used, including lime and pitch and earth and cement. 17 cubits certified, near heaven, upwards with a roaring wind, and 2 and 70 paces in breadth to reckon it. Others say, however, that only 9 materials were in the tower, to wit, clay and water, wool and blood, wood and lime, acacias, flax thread, and bitumen. De quibus dicitur, clay, water, wool, and blood, wood, lime, and flax thread of a full twist, acacias, bitumen with virtue, the 9 materials of Nimrod's tower. To wit, noun, pronoun, verb, adverb, participle, conjunction, preposition, and interjection are their names. Nomen, pronomen, verbum, adverbium, participium, conjunctio, interjectio, to wit. Dot, dot, dot. Atat, to wit. Atat, i.e., there is science in place, i.e., there is science of law in the chief poet's place, is its meaning. Or, atat, that is, there is science out of thee, quoth the disciple to the master. Its meaning further, atat, who fall, shine, show, come. Its use, that is, of atat, in the nature of the vowel and the consonant. They fall into letters, i.e., they are converted out of that primary nature into letters. They shine, i.e., out of these letters into words. They show to the learned out of them, to wit, their meanings and their characters, i.e., the forms of the letters. They come out of those words into texts and series of proverb, commentary, and poetic composition. Dot, dot, dot. On the alphabet, i.e., for an author's selection, or for selecting of words, i.e., of vocables, or from the selection at the tower, or from the word abecedarium, i.e., the beginning, or it is that which ripens their speech for everyone, or alphabet, that is, placing A, B. Or it is that which ripens in Gaelic, incipit in Latin, apex in Greek, a, b, c, d, dibum in Hebrew. Latinda, that is, they speak the thing, i.e., the words, or latinda, i.e., from latindact, i.e., a latitudine, i.e., from the extent of the speech, or from Latinus, son of Faunus. Dot, dot, dot. Why did Kim Fela say that alphabet was a selecting at the tower? For the alphabets were not begun, as Phineas said, who was a sage in the three principal tongues, even before he came from the north. And there are no sages without alphabets. In Achaia, then, were invented the alphabets of the world. End of excerpt from the Arioch.